Hello and welcome to another edition of Road Thoughts, the rantings and ravings of a relatively sane individual as he drives home from work. I'm your host, Twitchy Mac. You can reach me on Twitter at Twitchy Mac. And that's it. I don't exist anywhere else on the internet because I don't share shit with nobody. So today's a bit of a special episode. It's Mother's Day. And I'm sharing some experiences that I have had on Mother's Day. And in general. Because this episode is happening because I'm currently driving to the store to pick up some dirt so that I can make the Mother's Day present that I had planned on and promised my wife, who is amazing, absolutely amazing, and I don't deserve this woman. And the reason I don't deserve this woman is because my ADHD neurodivergent ass completely messed up the scheduling on the holiday here and didn't get any of the stuff that I needed to make her present. And then this morning woke up in a haze because I've been having difficulty sleeping and I got like shit sleep last night, and completely just shuffled around the house doing nothing for like 2 hours until she got up, and then I realized that she was angry at me, and then I realized why, because I fucked up again and made a hash of the holiday. And it's not my, it's my fault. It's I screwed up. I screwed up. And yet I know why I screwed up. I screwed up because I don't do well at planning, and I need to do better at planning. I need to have things ready and get things done ahead of time. Now, I got my wife a planter box. I literally, what I did for Mother's Day was I got my wife this big cedar garden box for on our deck that she can use to plant herbs and whatever. And it's, the whole thing is, like, she's been looking for one of these for a while now. So it was a great present. It was a great present. But I got this thing, and I was going to, with my boys, put in the fabric on the inside and get the dirt, put the dirt in and put some plants in it, and it would be a thing. And I got it for her last weekend. So I had it. Because I know myself. I was planning on it, and I needed to get it done, and I was going to make it, but it turns out that right now, wood is so much more expensive than it needs to be that, you know, there are a lot of people out there with these things that are built, and they're, like, trying to get rid of them, and they're selling them for less than the wood is worth. So I just bought one. And, I mean, I started making it last weekend. I started the plans and everything on it last weekend and found that, you know, it was going to cost me, you know, 30% more to make it than it would to just buy it. So I bought it. But I didn't get the dirt. I didn't get the, and I got the soil wrap, but I didn't put it in. And I screwed up. I messed up on the planning stages. So I have to figure out a better way to do this. I have to figure out a way to plan for my inability to plan. That there is an oxymoron. I have to figure out a way to plan for my inability to plan. And I've managed to do this on certain holidays. My anniversary, my wife's birthday, Christmas. I have set up alarms in my electronic world. And I say electronic world because it's in, like, Google calendars or something. And it shows up on any device that I log into Google on. Which is terrible. Google is evil and shite, and you shouldn't use Google, but it's convenient as fuck. So I'm there. And so I put it in there, and it shows up every year. It shows up 3 weeks ahead of time, a week ahead of time, a day before, and then on the day. So I have all of these alarms to keep reminding me, hey, do something special. Hey, you got to do something special. Hey, wait a second. Remember, there's a special thing that's happening. You got to do something special. And so I hopefully can remember. Now, what does that mean? Well, it means that sometimes I am an ass and I forget other holidays that aren't on that list. And so I will work on figuring out ways to get around that planning. But the reason I say I love my wife and I don't deserve her is that I quite literally am, like, she understands that I'm an absolute dick when it comes to this stuff. She understands that it's not me. I'm not trying to be thoughtless and cruel. I don't have the memory to keep it up. And I don't have the planning to keep it up. And she gets that. And I have to do better so that she doesn't have to. Anyhow, for everyone out there, happy Mother's Day. I hope your Mother's Day goes even better than mine. And I hope that you are an awesome person to your mother. Give your mother a call. She needs to hear from you.